Big topics, big ideas. Big Sky, Montana Talks.
All right, before we get to our guest coming up here in the right after the 7:10 news break, let's jump right into it. In the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I played a montage that Jesse Waters had on his program last night. Remember when Democrats pretended to care about Ukrainian refugees? Remember when they would talk nonstop about Ukrainian refugees and how important Ukrainian refugees are, until, of course, a young woman, Ukrainian refugee who fled the war-torn nation of Ukraine, gets slaughtered in the streets of America by a career criminal, put right back out onto the streets every single time, 14 different times. And now the media calls you a racist if you talk about this story that they don't want to talk about. Chris in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app shortly after that montage from Jesse Waters played. And Chris says this: leftists only like Ukrainians when they're laundering money for the Democrats. That was a message from Chris in Billings. Here is Stephen Miller. He was on with Sean Hannity last night. He is, of course, a deputy White House chief of staff.
The Democrat Party, Sean, is terrorizing the American people. Just think about what is happening in our major cities, the bloodbaths every single weekend. One victim after another, one shooting after another, one murder after another. When you have Democrat politicians like Pritzker and Newsom that are freeing illegal alien pedophiles, illegal alien child abductors, illegal alien murderers back into our streets, to kidnap people, to beat them senseless, to stab them and shoot them to death. This is terrorism being waged against the American people. And then you look at that video that chills our very souls out of Charlotte, that beautiful young woman stabbed to death, murdered savagely on a subway, just trying to get home from work, fleeing war, only to run into a Democrat war zone here in our country. That monster, 14 prior arrests in and out, in and out. The Democrat policies of catch and release for barbarians and savages is truly an act of terror, Sean, against the American people. It cannot be explained unless you deeply, fundamentally hate America.
By the way, that ties in with a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Another Montana official bails on the Democrat Party. Cascade County Attorney Josh Rackey announced recently that he is leaving the Democrat Party. He says, quote, "I'm a lifelong Montanan, an Army veteran, and your county attorney. Over the past several years, we have watched the Democrat Party change. The movements to defund the police, the attacks on law enforcement, and putting criminals before victims has gone too far. The Republican Party puts the safety of law-abiding citizens first by standing with law enforcement. I've always served the people of Cascade County with fairness and integrity. Today, I announce my switch to the Republican Party." He added this: "This decision only strengthens my ability to protect citizens, safeguard the Constitution, and relentlessly pursue justice." Yeah, another Montana official bails on the Democrat Party.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly sunny skies and some areas of wildfire smoke today, isolated shower storm chance towards Bozeman. Highs in the upper 70s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Slight chance for shower storm tonight, otherwise variably cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. Then on Wednesday, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study suggests eating ultra-processed foods could hasten just about any type of death. The British study on patients ages 40 to 75 tracked diets of 187,000 people and finds that eating ultra-processed foods, especially if they contain certain additives, can speed up mortality occurring from any disease. The study published in the journal eClinical Medicine says five additive types were of particular concern: flavors, flavor enhancers, coloring agents, varieties of sugar, sugar, and sweeteners. Diets that contained 18% or more of processed foods showed increasing mortality risks. A diet that was 50% or more processed foods showed a 19% higher mortality risk. The American Heart Association recommends limiting ultra-processed foods and focusing on diets rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, nuts, seeds, non-tropical oils, and lean proteins. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Hey, not only does Dennis Bragg do a great radio news update for us, he also does a great roundup of the news at MontanaTalks.com. Check it out.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned this briefly in the 6 o'clock hour of the show when I saw a media advisory from the governor's office yesterday morning. You know, that the governor's office will send out a media advisory to folks in the, radio, TV, print media, et cetera, kind of with, hey, here's what the governor's up to this week. Here's the public events the governor will be attending. And this one immediately caught my eye. Governor Greg Gianforte this afternoon is attending a Montana Tow Truck Association memorial dedication to honor 5 Montana tow truck drivers who lost their lives. And, you know, we've had some very tragic cases here where here's these tow truck drivers that are out just doing their job, helping people out, and then they lose their lives in service to their fellow Montanans. And so when I saw this, it's like, wow, we got to see if we can get these folks on the radio. And so now joining us on the show, we've got the secretary treasurer for the Montana Tow Truck Association, Lori Tribble, joining us from Three Forks. Lori, thanks so much for being with us here this morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I know you're very excited. Sounds like this has been several years in the making. Tell our folks what this memorial is going to look like and just what a big deal it is to make this thing a reality here today.
Yes, it's a big deal for the Montana Tow Truck Association. After 5 years of planning and building, our tow truck memorial will be unveiled today. And, of course, we're excited. Governor Greg Gianforte will be here to dedicate our memorial. It's a gorgeous memorial. We've had, walls built by Scott Kelder Masonry. We have a beautiful eagle that was sculptured by artists Mary Michael. Of course, the names of our tow truck operators that have lost their lives in the line of duty. And we're just really excited that we have gotten to this point.
You were telling me your family has your own trucking business and tow truck company as well. So this is something that, is very, very close to home for you and your family. But talk about what really prompted this effort by the association to create a memorial to honor those who've lost their lives.
Well, we discussed in our regular board meeting the loss of lives of Casey Allen and Nick Visser in Columbus. And, really across the nation, there is not another memorial for tow operators specific. There's fire, ambulance, there's the other disciplines. They have places to go and remember. And so it was discussed. Jim Dusenberry, who is past president of the board of directors of the Montana Tow Truck Association, took this to heart. And he just really just moved with diligence and in pursuance to see the result of this project come to fruition. The one thing that is unique about this memorial, we're not only honoring our tow operators, but we're also building it. We built a interpretive center that people can come through and read about the other disciplines that we work with out on the highway, but also we're trying to educate the public about the slow down move over law. Slow down move over when emergency personnel is alongside the roadway. And that was our goal, other than to honor our fallen co-operators, but also to educate the public.
Yeah, I'm still amazed at the number of vehicles, the number of people that don't move over, whether it's a first responder or, frankly, anybody on the side of the road. It's like, is it really that hard to just slow down a little bit, move over to the left lane, and then as soon as you get past them, you can move right back to the right lane and go on your merry way? I mean, if anybody's ever been on the side of the interstate in particular trying to change, you know, a flat tire or something like that, I mean, it's just amazing the wind whiplash you practically get from those vehicles that are that close. And then, you know, all it takes is somebody just not paying attention, you know, changing their radio, grabbing a sip of an energy drink or something and leaning over, and in an instant a life could be lost. And yeah, the two that you just mentioned, I can't believe that was 5 years ago on the interstate near Columbus, Montana, where they lost their lives just out there trying to help people out in the middle of, you know, rough road conditions and everything.
Yes. And it seems like people will talk about, oh, you know, bad situation, don't slow down, move over. But, you know, it's every time we're out there, every time we're out working alongside the highway, whether it's cleaning up a crash or a disabled vehicle alongside the roadway, people don't slow down, move over. And it's sad to think that these people are out there, our tow operators are out there, risking their lives for the general public, and that people will not slow down and move over. As you say, they're distracted. They're on their cell phones. They're videotaping crash scenes. And that's what we ask. Just slow down, move over, give us room to work.
Yeah, just have some sense of the common decency to pay attention to the people that are around you and give them a little bit of space. Yeah, I know that's what's so frustrating with those who've served as first responders or as military as well. It's just the people that just go on about their merry business and have no idea what's going on around them or the sacrifice that's going on around them. All right, hold that thought. Quick break if you can. Stay with us, Lori. We'll come back to you right after this.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The deadly shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis reignited discussions about firearms access and gun rights. Two children were killed in the incident, now blamed on a 23-year-old man identifying as a female who had posted videos displaying the weapons, expressing suicidal desires, as well as anti-Catholic and anti-Jewish rhetoric. The matter prompted some officials at the U.S. Department of Justice to openly opine to reporters about limiting firearms access to transgendered persons. This prompted a backlash from people usually in the corner of the Trump administration, namely Second Amendment groups such as the NRA and the National Gun Rights Association, among others. Their objection is that it's unconstitutional to block someone's Second Amendment rights for any reason without first going before a judge to argue an individual is mentally compromised. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
We took the handcuffs off of ourselves, and now we're putting the handcuffs on the criminal illegal aliens. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, Friday I was able to sit in on the Glacier Pachyderm Club in Kalispell. That's where the Border Patrol agent in charge for the Whitefish Station gave a great update. We shared some of the highlights on Monday's Montana Talks. What will we talk about on Tuesday? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10. Right here.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Montana Department of Livestock has confirmed a case of equine infectious anemia, or EIA, in a horse from Musselshell County. The horse was identified during a routine Coggins test, which is required for equine movement across state lines. That positive result was later confirmed by the USDA National Veterinary Services Lab in Ames, Iowa. The property where the horse is housed is now under quarantine and follow-up testing is being conducted. State officials are also investigating the horse's movement and ownership history to see if other animals were exposed. Any horses that may have come into contact will also be tested. EIA is a potentially fatal viral disease that affects horses, mules, donkeys, and related species. It is spread by biting insects like horse flies or through contaminated needles and equipment. There is no vaccine or treatment for the disease. Symptoms can include fever, weakness, weight loss, anemia, and swelling. However, not all horses show signs of illness, and healthy-looking carriers can still spread the disease. Montana State veterinarian Dr. Tani Szymanski says cases in the state are sporadic and often difficult to trace. She stresses that the best protection is to test new horse purchases in addition to the required testing for interstate movement. Because there's no cure, infected horses face limited options. This is the first case in Montana since 2017. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we do have the phone lines open for you now for the remainder of the hour. Well, frankly, the phone lines are open for the rest of the morning because John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he'll stick around for the 9 o'clock hour as well because we got a wide open calendar for the show this morning. But, yeah, you can jump in on the conversation at any point. Yeah, real quick, so Lori Tribble had to run because she is getting everything ready to go for this memorial unveiling and dedication in Three Forks here later today. So I chatted with her briefly just during the break. A couple more things that I wanted to share with you, especially if you're listening in the Three Forks, Bozeman, Butte areas right now and you're looking to attend this event. So let's see, the memorial dedication near Three Forks, it's going to be at 1 o'clock. It's at the MDT Headwaters Rest Area. So you would take I-90, exit 274. It's about a quarter mile north on US 287. And then that's where this memorial will be unveiled. So it sounds like they've got an incredible ceremony on tap for later today. As soon as I get pictures, I'll get some pictures. I'll try to get some pictures on our Montana Talks website for you as well. And then I think they're also going to be, for those of you outside of the area who maybe want to just watch the ceremony, the Tow Times Facebook page, T-O-W, Tow Times Facebook page. Apparently they're going to try to do a live stream of that event later today as well. So there you go. All right, 406-294-0970, the number for you, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Yeah, Caden, go ahead and send us that next caller. Speaking of Three Forks, we've got Aaron in Three Forks. Looks like calling in right now. Caden, you can patch that one through to us, and we can get his phone call on the phone lines here. Aaron, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, so there's that Democrat over there in Cascade County, right? And he's wanting to change his party affiliation to Republican. And I think that's how you dilute the Republican Party. You take these Democrats, they are in a district that, or an area that's changing their political view, so that they can stay in power. They decide to turncoat and switch sides. Well, he's not becoming a Republican. He's becoming a rhino. He still holds to the Democrat philosophy. The Democrats have been the same people since the Civil War, totalitarian and enslavers. That's what the Democrat Party is, and that's what they believe. It's their ethos. So I wouldn't trust that guy if I lived in Cascade County. I would get him out of there. Now, if he truly has a come to Jesus moment and becomes a conservative, which I don't think he will, there still has to be consequences. You don't reelect him to his position. Am I wrong?
Well, you could be wrong. You could be right. That's where you look at their record. You look at what they actually get done on the job. There's plenty of former Democrats who have become stronger conservative Republicans than some so-called Republicans, right? In fact, speaking of Cascade County, look at one of the best sheriffs we've got in the state of Montana right now, Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Are you familiar with what Jesse Slaughter and what he does? I mean, he's one of the most pro-constitutional sheriffs. You talk about the sheriffs that stood up to big government during COVID-19. You talk about a pro-gun, shows up at the Montana Shooting Sports Association sheriff. You talk about a sheriff that's actually addressing school safety with armed guards inside of our schools. That's Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Well, he just left the Democrat Party and switched to become a Republican in Cascade County a few years ago himself, and he's doing a great job. And I would say that there are some Republicans out there who aren't, who are far less conservative and far less of seeming Republicans than people who left the Democrat Party, like Jesse Slaughter. So you could be right, you could be wrong, but that's where the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right, and I agree with you on that. My problem, though, is, if you're anti-war, you have to leave the Democrat Party because all the neocons went over to the Democrat Party when Trump got elected, right? So, I mean, I see, like, Tulsi Gabbard's position. She's anti-war, it's her main political platform. And so she swapped sides, and I trust her in that. But the rest of these guys, it's like they're leaving the Democrat Party in droves and just trying to maintain their political seat. But over time, I think what that's going to do is turn the Republican Party even less conservative.
Potentially.
But I think
the bigger threat, though, is that the Democrats are actually going into conservative areas and recruiting people to run as Republicans that haven't maybe run before. And what they're doing is they're then getting those people that are more moderate to run for office and then edge out more conservative members, like for the legislature, for example. To me, that's the bigger threat. What I think is going on in Cascade County, which hopefully will go on in Butte to a greater extent, which hopefully will go on, is you've got a Democrat stronghold where if you wanted to get elected, you had to run as a Democrat. And that's not the case anymore. Anyway, hold that thought. Aaron in Three Forks. I think Aaron in Three Forks is able to stick around with us for a few more minutes here. Yeah, because this is a great phone call. Love the topic that he's bringing up. I love the perspective that he's bringing to the table here. Yeah, Aaron, this is kind of my take on this. Is I think you've got the Josh Rackey. So it's Cascade County Attorney Josh Rackey. And I know Sheriff Slaughter is a big fan of Cascade County Attorney Josh Rackey, and I've been a big fan of Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, his dad, former Gallatin County Sheriff back in the day as well. And so I'm glad you're raising these concerns because it's important that people go into these things and don't just say, oh, great, Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party and now they're Republicans. It's like, whoa, because like, hey, why would we want to, you know, it's kind of like people that flee California. Don't bring the mess with you. Well, if you're fleeing the Democrat Party, don't bring the mess with you. Right, Aaron?
That, you know, and I agree with that. And that's my sentiment exactly. I just have a hard time thinking that a leopard can change its spots, you know. So there's aspects of the Democrat Party that they're still going to adhere to. They may be against certain issues, but the Democrat Party, but there's aspects of it they're still going to adhere to, and then they're going to bring that in, and over time it's going to dilute, you know, because we're fighting hard to stay conservative in the Republican Party because it's so full of progressives and rhinos, actually, that... It's hard to differentiate a conservative Republican from the rest of them.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a challenge. And again, there, that's where I think one of the biggest threats on that front is you've got the Democrats going in, or Democrats leaning special interest groups like the Hospital Association, for example. They've given up on in eastern Montana and a Democrat getting elected. So instead what they do is they try to prop up a more moderate Republican or a Democrat to run as a Republican to edge out a more solid conservative in some of these districts. And I think that's part of the problem we've had in the legislature in particular. But I think conservatives will have a smarter strategy heading into the next legislative session to try to mitigate that from happening. I do think, though, and Aaron, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. I think, though, when it comes to like county attorney positions, and I've even heard this from other sheriffs in Montana. I've had other sheriffs in other counties tell me, they say, Aaron, yeah, I ran as a Democrat because you have to run as a Democrat to get elected. So, you know, different from the legislature, different from Congress, different from some of these other positions in some of these cities and towns, you had to run as a Democrat in order to get elected to something like a justice of the peace or a county attorney or a sheriff or something like that. And so they had to bite the bullet and wear that badge of dishonor, if you want to call it that, in order to do the job, right? And to keep somebody crazier from not doing the job. I think there are a lot of people in Butte, America right now that are more conservative than a lot of people who are identifying as Republicans. But for some reason, they don't want to throw away that Democrat Party jersey because they've been wearing it their entire lives, even though the party has totally thrown away everything they believe in places like Butte.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, one clip that I want to play for you, because I think this ties in with this conversation. Thanks to Aaron and Three Forks for bringing it up. You know, let's take Butte and Anaconda, for example. Butte and Anaconda are getting more conservative. They're on the path to getting more Republican even as a result of that. And I think partly what's happening is it's happening with young people right now. You're seeing the younger generations in Butte and Anaconda move towards the Republican Party. They have the values of their parents and their grandparents. They have the hard work ethic of their parents and their grandparents. They support access to the outdoors that the radical environmentalists are always shutting down. They support our natural resource industry, timber and mining, that the Democrat environmentalists are always shutting down. They have faith and freedom values that their parents and their grandparents passed down. And then they see the Democrat Party waving the rainbow radical transgender flag over their courthouse and then raising their taxes and taking more money out of their hardworking pockets time and time again. And so the young people are abandoning the Democrat Party. Some of the older folks are still clinging to it. Charlie Kirk, I'll get to this here in a second, but first I want to sneak on another caller here. But Charlie Kirk was on Fox News yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, young people, young men in particular, and why they are not just moving conservatively with voting, but they're moving towards faith and family as well. And then he talks about all of the mental health problems documented. He's not just... You know, figuratively speaking here, documented mental health problems facing liberal women. I know the image that came to mind. The first image that came to mind was that woman in the Phillies jersey stealing the baseball from the little kid at the baseball game, right? Yeah, you had an image the moment I talked about liberal women having mental health problems. Anyway, we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, let's go to Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Hey, to change the subject a little bit on the deal down there in South Carolina, that woman that was stabbed. A couple guys go into a store and they go to rob it, and one of them, you know, somebody's armed or whatever, one of them gets killed. The other guy can be, his partner can be put up for murder for that deal. These judges should be put up for murder. 13 times this guy's released. He's got a
14.
You know, history of 14 times. Okay, 14 times. What's the limit? You know, how many times are they going to catch and release these guys? He's got a history of attacking women. And still, this happens to a woman that I guess would have been safer in a war-torn country like Ukraine, as opposed to coming to the United States and getting stabbed on a light rail. It's just, I just can't grasp this whole catch and release thing.
Yeah, the victim, Arena, this is from thedailywire.com, Arena Zarutska came to the United States in 2022. She was returning from her job at a local pizzeria. I wondered, because she's wearing a T-shirt with the pizza place on her T-shirt. She's wearing a baseball cap with the pizza place on there. When this career criminal stabbed her repeatedly in the neck, and then as President Trump described it, he was just walking around the subway with blood dripping down off of the knife. I mean, just some of the most sick and twisted stuff out here. 14 times this guy got put right back out on the streets. And now, even though this guy apparently deliberately said that he killed the white girl, that he killed the white girl, that he did it, that he killed the white girl, it was a racially motivated hate attack, and we see so many of these racially motivated hate attacks against white people, but don't you dare talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about racism, or CNN and the rest of the fake news media mob will call you the racist.
Yeah, it's just crazy, but these judges, I mean, something's got to happen about with this. It happens all, you know, I'm originally from Chicago, and what we call it is the biggest outdoor live shooting range. So, I mean, it's always been bad.
What part of Chicago did you? What part of Chicago did you live in?
I was born in the city, but then I grew up on the northwest side it was actually out in the country.
Oh, okay. So you're a Cubs fan then, I take it.
Absolutely. I grew up at Wrigley Field, so
I'll bet.
I'm a little disappointed in them right now, but you know, they have a tendency to kind of choke after the All-Star break, but you know, we're used to that after all these years.
You're like, so, a Bills fan, the Bills fan of baseball, then. Sounds like, yeah. I loved the city of Chicago back in the day. I don't know what it's like right now, but at least according to, you know, what they've been describing it as, is the streets of Chicago are worse than the streets of Iraq right now. But again, blue cities look exactly what's happening right here. All right, Rock, thanks for the call. Then, of course, you ended up on ski patrol and doing first responder stuff in the Gallatin Valley area. So you should write a book here one of these days, Rock. That would be a great read. Rock, thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. Let me play one clip here from Charlie Kirk. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night and talking about the differences in young men and young women right now, and how more young men are not just moving towards the conservative side, but they're moving towards faith in big numbers as well.
Yeah, This is a pattern that I've seen time and time on these college campuses where young men are ordering their life correctly. They want to first and foremost have children, get married, and then have a nice job or to be able to travel. If you look deeper into this data, it's completely consistent with other data we've seen in the last couple of years. Young women, they don't value having children. And this is one of the reasons why we are seeing a fertility collapse in the West. We're seeing less and less young people get married. We're seeing more and more people go into their 30s to have children. Now, mind you, this is starting to change the last 18 months especially. We are seeing a little bit of a turning of the corner, if you will, as the country is starting to get more into traditionalism and young people are starting to go back to church. But if you play out the liberal worldview, the Kamala Harris worldview, to its furthest possible logical point, you have a country with literally no future. When you play out the logical endpoint of President Trump's agenda of where young men voted for him, you have one of lots of children, increasing communities, and you also don't have a need then for mass immigration. And this all kind of ties together. Trump voters, young men, they want family, children, and legacy. Young women who voted for Kamala Harris, they want careerism, consumerism, and loneliness. That is a dramatic divide that is going to play out in our politics for the years to come.
And that's where Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA CEO, and Laura Ingraham then talked about the mental health problems facing liberal women, documented.
And I would also tell young ladies, you can always go back to your career later, that there is a window where you primarily should pursue marriage and having children. And that is a beautiful thing. This is not about shaming. It's not about ridiculing. It's not about moralizing. It's about lifting up what is beautiful. And by the way, when you look at the mental health data, young women are not okay. Half, that is right, half of liberal white women say that they have some form of mental health issue that has been diagnosed by a doctor. Oh. What is the number one thing that mental health professionals will tell you when it comes to mental health issues? Loneliness does not help. So maybe we should solve the loneliness epidemic by encouraging young ladies to get married and have children. It's good for them, it's good for America, and it's good for our future.
All right, what's your take? That or anything else? Give us a call, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app, which reminds me, I need to go in. I'm seeing a it looks like we've got a few that have just come in, so I need to go check those out. All right, in the meantime, let's go to Thomas in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Love you. I've been in politics for a while as a Republican, as a constitutional conservative, and I know you're getting ready to take the plunge. Republicans need to be proactive, not reactive. We don't need armchair quarterbacks in the Republican Party. We need people that are going to take the situation at hand and deal with it as it comes, not armchair quarterback this thing. This gal that got stabbed, you know what? You need to deal with that. You need to be proactive. You need to deal with this as it happens, not go, well, you know, the Democrats are doing this and the Democrats are doing that. You need to stand up and fight against this kind of thing.
Well, and also, I know John Jackson. When John Jackson joins us on this show, you know, I think he'll have some good words of advice on this front, too, about, hey, pay attention to your surroundings out there, people, because you think that something like this couldn't happen to you right here in Montana? Well, think again. And so pay attention to your surroundings. On that front, though, Tom, thanks for the call. On that front about not just a Monday morning quarterback and this stuff, you got to hear what Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is saying about North Carolina. I'll get to that next.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
The internet is going nuts over the Phillies Karen who hijacked a home run ball from a kid. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there,
it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
It was supposed to be a perfect birthday moment. A Phillies dad rushes to grab Harrison Bader's home run ball, hands it to his son, Lincoln. It should have been a sweet and endearing core memory moment. But no, out of nowhere, a woman storms in claiming the ball was hers. Despite the kid holding it, she demands it back, and the dad gave it to her, likely to avoid her having a total meltdown. Now, the internet dubbed her Phillies Karen, and fans were not having it. It's always so bizarre to me when adults act like that, and it happens far too often at sporting events. I don't know her political affiliation, but she sure looked like an Elizabeth Warren doppelganger to me. Thankfully, the Marlins and Bader himself saved the day, delivering signed gear, swag bags, and a sweet birthday memory Lincoln won't forget. Moral of the story? Don't be a ball hog and let kids have their moment. Also, the internet is forever. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly sunny skies and some areas of wildfire smoke today, isolated shower storm chance towards Bozeman. Highs in the upper 70s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Slight chance for a shower storm tonight, otherwise variably cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. Then on Wednesday, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at End Family Fire.
Extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Hey, not only does Dennis Bragg do a great radio news update for us, he also does a great roundup of the news at MontanaTalks.com. Check it out.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get a couple of messages in here before I play this Sean Duffy soundbite here. Let's see. Earlier this hour, sorry, I'm just now getting to this one. We had a listener in Columbia Falls send us a message on the Montana Talks app and basically say the same thing that Aaron and Three Forks said when Aaron called in. So, but let me read it for you here. I would use caution trusting all the Democrats claiming to be switching to the Republican Party. Maybe a coincidence that the midterms are coming up, but the Democrats are devious and will say or do anything to win, not serve. And again, I would second that message of caution, just like I would for what Aaron and Three Forks had to say there, too. That being said, I also just wouldn't outright reject somebody because they're leaving the Democrat Party. I think that's where, again, you look at what they've done, you look at what they're doing, you look at their values, you look at their principles. And, you know, like, for example, Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter is a great example of somebody who left the Democrat Party and now runs as a Republican and is a heck of a lot more conservative than some of those Republicans out there. John in Bozeman says this: I pretty much agree with Aaron in Three Forks' call. There is a representative in Madison County that is elected as a Republican in the county, then goes to Helena and votes against every piece of Republican legislation that comes to the table. But if he ran as a Democrat in Madison County, he would not stand a chance of winning. So hopefully his gig is up this coming election. That is the message from John in Bozeman. Let me see. Did I get to the two of them? Yeah, that's the messages that came in here in the last few minutes. You can send us a message as well. Let's see. Here we go. This is Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. You know, Tom in Billings was saying, look, we don't need Republicans to just sit there and talk about this stuff. Do something about this stuff. That's what's so great about Team Trump. Here's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
You know, the president said these are evil people, and he's right, but it's also evil politicians, like the mayor, the city council, the DA, the governor in North Carolina, evil people with evil policies that are actually destroying communities. So the problem, Sean, is a lot of people, like the rich liberal, they can't ride Uber, they don't have a driver, they don't have a vehicle, they actually have to ride public transportation. And public transportation has become an epidemic of violence and homelessness across the country. And so we don't have a ton of equity at DOT, but we do have money. Your federal tax dollars go to fund a lot of these transit systems across the country, and we have to look at them and say, well, maybe it's appropriate that we start pulling some of that money back, because I don't think the American taxpayer wants to pay for the homelessness and criminal element that harm little 23-year-old girls like this who are going home from work from ordering a pizza, that they're going to get stabbed in the neck, and liberals want to hide that story so you and I don't talk about it, so the American people don't know that their failed policies don't work for the American people.
Well said there by Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Hey, earlier in the hour, we were talking about tow truck drivers. In the 6 o'clock hour, we were talking about first responders. You know, at the end of the day, these are the people that show up when you're in a pinch, when you really need some help. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you're in a pinch and you need some help when it comes to plumbing services, for example, or maybe you just want to make some nice new upgrades and get one of those Renai tankless water heaters so you never run out of hot water. Well, our friends at High Caliber Plumbing, you want to bring the big guns out to get your Renai tankless water heater put in, get a hold of the guns. Ron Gunn is the owner. Both of his two sons are plumbers for the company as well. High Caliber Plumbing, they are officially certified by Renai to install these tankless water heaters. And by the way, there's a tax credit that expires at the end of the year that you can take advantage of right now to get one of these Renai tankless water heaters installed in your home. So if you're in the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, or Columbus areas, get a hold of High Caliber Plumbing. Ron Gunn and family. Go to highcaliberplumbing.com, highcaliberplumbing.com. They can even get those radiant flooring, heated floor.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That is just the way the pickle squirts. I imagine if Dwayne Ankeny had a final word to share with Montanans before he gave his last breath, it would be another classic one-liner that the coal miner legislator was known for. Yeah, the passing of former state representative and state senator Dwayne Ankeny, as the tributes are pouring in. He really was the king of coal families, looking out for Coal Strip and coal families. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.